Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, yes.
That's Anita. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Don't know what to say.
Why is that?
Because I don't have the comfortability with this one. It went like this. Today started off fine. I didn't bother her. I let her be, you know. Usually you come in and you just do the little kitchen and do the bathroom. I see she didn't want to do much, so she just stayed in a chair playing on her phone. I didn't say nothing. So I asked her, I said, "Can you go to the pharmacy and get my medicine and then stop at Aldi's and pick up, you know, some items because my back is hurting? I don't want to go out there. I'm trying to find somebody I can lean on." So I don't know. I don't think she wanted to go. But I'm looking out my window. She's outside polishing her car. Polishing her car when she's supposed to be going to get my medicine. It's like 1:30 now. She knows she gets off at 2. She took her time, took the Windex and went inside the car, washed the windows. And I'm quite sure she didn't think I was looking at her, but I'm looking at her right at the window.
So you
So I
want me
didn't.
to call her and see what's going on?
No, I want to try it again and see when she come in Wednesday. If we,
Okay.
I just can't give her no money, you know, because I was trying to see if somebody could take the money and go to the store, and I don't have to go, but I won't be giving her no money.
Okay.
I can't. I'm gonna try it one more time. I'm gonna see. Maybe we just gotta work out the kinks. You know, maybe she gotta get. But the thing is, I gave her $1 to get the medicine because it was 47 cents. So I was expecting her to give me a quarter or something change, but she came back with pennies. And I did it because I have the receipts. But the sad thing about it is she didn't tell me where's the quarter. I don't care if you spent it, but at least let me know that you spent it. She won't, I can't, I don't feel comfortable in letting her take my money no more. Because if you, no matter if it's a 5 cent, 10 cent, if somebody gives you money, you bring back the property money. If you don't bring back the, you let them know.
Yeah, that's right.
And she said nothing. And I have the receipts right here where it don't add up. But she said nothing. She didn't say nothing about where my change is. She just gave me a couple of pennies and said, "Oh, there we go." She didn't explain it. So I didn't say nothing. I let it go. But it hurt my heart because I'm just trying to find someone I can lean on. I have a back problem. I have a back problem. And I didn't want to go out today. And getting upset, it hurts even worse, you know? So I'm going to just have to wait. I'm going to wait till Wednesday and see what happens. But she really acted like she didn't want to do anything. But why do you just want to sit there and play on your phone? You know you're at work. It's something to do. Do it. She didn't want to do nothing. And that's not right. So I'm gonna see how I go Wednesday. I'm gonna let her know. Just pick up the mop and mop the floor, you know. Do something. I know you're getting paid to be here. But the sad thing about it is, I witnessed her outside. Now she left my house. She's outside at her car polishing her windows and everything. And then when she at the supermarket, she tell me, "Oh, it's over my time." What do you mean? You know, she giving them mixed signals. Like I can feel it. She don't want to be here. I don't know. Maybe she's just doing it for the money, I guess. But I just want to express myself because when she left after she dropped everything off, she sat outside for a while. So I don't know. I was looking at her. I don't know if she had called in on me or whatever. was like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I try my best. I'm trying. I really need the help. I'm trying. You know, she didn't do much at all today. And then when I asked her to do something, she's like slumped over, like, I don't really want to do this. I'm going to see what happened Wednesday. But I just gave you a heads up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. We're here to help. Find somebody.
Yeah, but if she call you, then you know we can both all get on the phone then. But if she don't, I'm going to let her try and see how Wednesday go. But I will not be giving her no more money for a while. I can't.
Okay.
She just... Because luckily it was only a dollar. She took, it was 30 cent missing, like something she did with 30 cent, I don't know. But she didn't explain to me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You don't throw people money away like that.
Yeah, no.
Imagine if I'd have gave her more, you know, I would have been upset. So, okay. We'll see what happened Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you anyway.
Okay. Okay, Anita. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right.